Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And good afternoon to you, and thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So the first question I'm going to ask you once again is about the current situation with the budget deficit.
Yeah, we had a school committee meeting Tuesday night at Brockton High in the Rahm Little Theater, and we have made a selection relative to three community members. Fourth community member would be an alternate member. So we will have a total of three community members helping the seven school committee members plus myself as chair to vet out an external independent audit firm. So that process is ongoing, and at the end of the day, we're looking to see how quickly we can get an audit firm to hit the ground running and come back with some tangible results. And that's kind of where we are at this point.
Now, and kind of in relation to that, two other questions in relation to the education system. We understand there's music lessons are being cut back in the elementary schools.
There was a determination made by school department to do that relative to the elementary school music. And, you know, we've had a lot of parents come and talk to us about that as school committee. And listen, I'm a parent of a kid that plays the trumpet, so I truly get it. And I think that, you know, we're going to be working diligently to try to figure out how we can at least provide the services. It's kind of an inconvenience right now. There's morning services, but a lot of folks can't get there early. So we kind of have to look at it again and try to figure it out to help the students. That's why people are on the school committee ultimately, is to help the kids.
And also, Brockton High School has a new acting principal.
Well, he hasn't taken the role yet. It was announced by the acting superintendent, Jim Cobbs, but Mr. Duarte is a retired principal of the South Middle School. He's a wonderful, wonderful educator and a leader, so I look forward to working with him, and the goal would be for him to start in the immediate future. So again, I'm excited, and I think he's someone that's truly going to be understanding how to lead. And you're talking about Brockton High with a large population, and he's just a wonderful person. So I'm excited about that.
Something else I want to ask you about, Mr. Mayor. We've heard that communities across the country have been dealing with potential security threats due to unrest in the Middle East. Has there been anything you can tell us about any concerns in the Brockton area right now?
No, I mean, all I can say is we take it, every single day the police chief and I talk, and it's about making sure that the city, the community as a whole is safe, and the visitors and the residents and the business owners feel that way. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, we have a wonderful partnership with Brockton Police, State Police as well here on a regular basis. The DA's office is downtown here, and, our federal partners have been great as well. So, I mean, that's all I can say at this point.
Fair enough. We also understand early voting is going to begin this weekend.
It will. And again, I want to thank Cindy Hogan, who heads up the Elections Department at City Hall. We are going to be using, again, the Shaw Center as an early voting location. It's a city asset. Two-thirds of that building is the Temporary Council on Aging Senior Center right now, because we're doing a massive ARPA renovation of the original downtown COA and Senior Center. So it was successful in September, and again, it's an amenity that allows people to vote early if they choose to.
And also, I've got to ask you latest on Brockton Hospital.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Mr. Haffey, Bob Haffey, the CEO, and it's still, you know, moving forward. The eyes on the prize is to get it fully operational in the near future, but again, they're going to be doing it in phases, and I just literally texted him this morning. So we will be talking again tomorrow afternoon on Friday, and again, the goal is to try to get it up in real time. And I do want to thank Good Sam and South Shore and all the hospitals that have been really great partners because of the influx of patients going there in spite of their own desires to move forward. You know, that welcoming and always taking patients who were patients of the Brockton Signature Healthcare. So, again, in due time, it will kind of sort itself out again with the hospital finally getting back online and operational.
All right, Mr. Mayor. And also, quickly, a Turkish flag raising coming up.
We when they had the devastating earthquake, we formed a wonderful relationship. We received donations of supplies, and I was able to deliver those supplies and blankets to the Turkish Consul General's office in Boston last year. And the Consul General came here just recently as well to City Hall, and he'll be back again next week for the official flag raising. So, again, Brockton is about diversity and inclusivity, and we have a lot of flags that we proudly display to show how diverse the City of Champions truly is.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a great day, Dan. I'll talk to you soon.
Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.